CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Feeder is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Formal traffic for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight, please call KO4NUE. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight we'll begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard in Simpsonville, and KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally in Simpsonville, and KA4ACL, Ashley, also in Simpsonville. K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. KM4JWP, Brian in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. W4FCM, Fred in Traverse Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traverse Rest. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. And KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. And KO4CEF, Andrew in Inman. KI4MRA, Fred in StarTex. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, also in Simpsonville. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher. K4OIM, Walt in Inman. K1CJW, Roland in Pickens. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon in Blowin' Rock, North Carolina. And KC4W, Bill in Anderson. ROW, Mr. Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check-in function. That's pretty convenient. All right, so with that, we'll move on to EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
Please check in November 1, Juliet Bravo Alpha. That's N1JBA. This is James M. Pelzer. I will be in and out with no traffic, just kind of checking in real quick.
James, we got you in the log, N1JBA, Mr. James N. Pelzer. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight, James, and hope you have a nice evening, sir. All right, so tonight being Thursday night, we'll start with Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in KD4SRR. KD4SRR, Robert, down in Joanna tonight. And I'll be negative and negative, but before I go, happy first night of fall to you all. 73s.
KD4SRR, that's Mr. Robert down in Joanna tonight. Robert, hope you were doing well, sir. And I did not realize today was the first day of fall, but Yippee-doo. I am so ready to get rid of all of this heat. So I'm excited about that. So appreciate you telling us, Robert. Okay, any more stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Checking Chris, KO4QLG. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
I've got you in the log, KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. And 73s to you. You be safe. All right, let's move on down the log. Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
Brand new E. Kilo November 4, Uniform Papa Yankee. Kilo, or KN4 UPY. Be Anson, Mobile, and Pendleton. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling back. Good evening, everybody. 73.
4NUE, please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victoria. KJ4YEV, this is Al in Gastonia. Good evening, I'll be negative and negative.
Control. 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
Can you eat? Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. Negative and negative. Good evening, Chad.
Back up and recognize. Well, correct. Let's get a few corrections here before we recognize those last stations. KN4UPY. Sir, I did not get your name. Can you recheck with me, please?
My name is Anson. Alpha November Sierra Oscar November. QSL.
Gotcha, Anson. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Gregg. I did not get your location, sir.
Carolina.
All right, we'd like to welcome KN4UPY. That's Mr. Anson in Pendleton tonight. Anson, you be safe out there, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KJ4YEV. That's Mr. Al in Gastonia. And Al, you're making an excellent trip into the repeater from Gastonia tonight. And also, we'd like to recognize W4WOZ. That's Mr. Rod in the land of Oz. Rod, hope you are doing well, sir. Nice to hear from you tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Gregg in Greer. And Gregg, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, any more stations, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry Anderson, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4NUE. And Chad, please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
NUE. In Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
UE. Chad, Miss Anna in the net, please check in. Kilo India 4, Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, Gary. Also Kilo 3, Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. Joy will be in and out. I have no traffic. And hello to Al, my hero up there in Gastonia.
back up and recognize N4DJQ, that's Mr. Jerry in Anderson, and W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer, and KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. All right, next on the list is KC2DQV, that's Mr. Bob in Gray Court, and KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley, and he brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Gary, you tell Miss Joy we said hello. Have you down for, no comments, but have you down for, correction. I'll swing back around for you in just a few minutes, Gary, and pick you up on the rack to you. So with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Any station, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. In Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HK. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Chad, I'll hang around for a little bit tonight.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Chad.
NUE. In KC4GEE. The name's Ken. The location, Moore, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening.
Good to you, sir. All right, we'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, I have you down for some comments, sir, and I'll be back around for you in just a few minutes. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry up in Candler. And KC4JEE, that's Mr. Ken in Moore, South Carolina. And Harry, hope you were doing well tonight, sir. Nice to see you on the log. All right, any more stations, Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Recheck.
Go ahead, recheck.
Yes, sir, it's Kilo Charlie 4 Golf Echo.
Mr. Ken, we'd like to welcome KC4GEE. That's Mr. Ken in Moore, South Carolina. Appreciate you letting me know that, Ken. All right, let's move on to the next group, which is India Through Lima. Any station, India Through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I am up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
You might be that in the group, the only one in the group. We'll see here in just a second. This is KO4NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo. Nice to hear from you tonight, James. All right, are there any more stations, India Through Lima? Please call KO4NUE.
UE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative.
Check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is Juan, mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listening. 73.
Welcome, KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And also, Mr. Juan, WA4KC, mobiling around in Greer. Juan, you be safe out there tonight, sir, and nice to have you in the log. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike Through Papa, any station. Mike Through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. In KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray. We're down here in southern Greenville County. Big Town Opossum Kingdom. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
This is KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KF4 NXY, that's Mr. David, in Southern Greenville County, and AF4SX, that's his wife, Miss Marie, down in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight. And David, you tell Miss Marie we said hello. All right. Any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4 NUE.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm all in Piedmont tonight. 7:30 UCHAD, Ms. Hannon, all net. Be negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome KO4 NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. And Fred, you're making a good trip into the repeater tonight, sir. You be safe in Piedmont and hope you have a nice night, sir. All right. We'll open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4 NUE.
NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KO4 NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Like to welcome Mr. Dave, KB2 BYQ in Easley tonight, and KO4 PXB. That's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. Appreciate you guys joining us tonight. And Lloyd, you tell Miss Tracy we said hello, sir. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4 NUE. Heard. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time. This is KO4 NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller. We'll now start the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for check-ins. All right, first on the stump is KI4 DOS. Mr. Gary, go ahead, sir.
NUE in the net, KI4 DOS. Well, good evening, Chad. Good evening to all on the net. We had a good day over here on the plantation, as Dwight used to say. I had to take Joy over to the doctor's appointment, got that all taken care of, came back home, and Chad, she fixed me a supper that was fit for a king. I had black-eyed peas and turnip greens and salmon patties and mashed potatoes. I ate till I was about to bust there, buddy. It was really good. I made the comment earlier when I checked in, old Al up there in Gastonia. He's my hero. He checks in on an HT up there. He's got an outside J-pole that's hooked up to his HT, unless he's changed. And that's the way he gets into our repeater from Gastonia.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed supper. I gotta ask, how was the greens?
They were really, really, really good. Joy hollered something, but I got the door closed and I didn't hear what she said. I'll open the door and find out what she has to comment. She said to tell you that it tasted like grass.
All right, well, I guess,
in your legs, she really enjoyed them. She cleaned her plate. But they were really good. There wasn't any left in the pot. They didn't have anything to throw out, but she was starting to cook them, and she came in there, and she said, do you think a piece of this country ham would be good in that those greens? I said, yeah, throw it in there. And boy, I tell you what, she didn't have to add any seasoning. That country ham put just enough salt and everything in there. It was really, really good.
Enjoyed them. And and I haven't had an opportunity to cook any of them yet, but I think I'll go out there tomorrow and pick me some, and I think I'll have some turnip greens and cornbread tomorrow night. Might do some black eyed peas. That's not my favorite, but I'll give it a shot, I guess. But other than that, Gary, I spent most of the day with Dad collecting hay today. That's the last collection of the year, I guess. And we've got it all put up. We put up a total of 83 bales this year, 83 round bales. And it's all, secure in the barn. So we're, I guess ready for the winter. It usually takes, about 72 to 75 to get through the year. So we're down to 3 bales left from last year. So we should be doing pretty good, I guess.
What's your feelings that that would be the last harvesting this year? You don't have to do anything other than take it out to the goats now, right?
And that's some of the issue there is the goats, when they see the hay coming, Dad has to go down there with a pistol, and he'll shoot the pistol into, he's got a little dirt mound he shoots a .22 into, and that keeps them scared off. They'll just run from the bobcat when they hear the pistol. But if you don't, they're not afraid of it at all. They'll, get in your way, and next thing you know, you've already run over one or two of them. Don't ask me how I know that, but at any rate, we got 2 bales loaded in the feed chute and got the rest of them in the barn. So we are we're good to go and I guess ready for the new year.
Time things start looking up. We've had an odd summer. It's been kind of warm. It hadn't been hot like it has been in the past, but it hadn't been cool too much. These fall days that we've kind of had the last few days, it feels real good. I looked at the weather forecast this morning, and they say the high tomorrow is supposed to be 77. Boy, that's going to feel good outside, isn't it?
Absolutely excellent. I like it when it's temperatures like that. I about got the shop straightened up. I've got another hour or two to get things straightened up from some of the work I've been doing down there. And I think I'm going to pull my tower in there that's in pieces and start trying to get some deficiencies on it corrected. And I think me and Anna decided on a location for the tower. So I'm gonna start working on that and getting that ready.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm glad that y'all have decided on where you want to put it, and both of you agree. Joy told me I could put mine anywhere I wanted to as long as it was not in the front yard. But it's close, ain't it?
Yes, but, it's in a good spot right there next to the radio room. I wanted to try to keep mine as short as possible, but I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to have to take up the slack with some heliacs, I guess, or some of the distance for, VHF and UHF. I don't do much UHF, though. I don't care too much for that. It just seems like it's got too many problems, but I guess every frequency's got its purpose, and UHF, does fall in that, and it does have purpose, I guess. But other than that, not a lot going on. I went and helped a friend tonight put some new locks on his doors today. After that, came home and just kind of relaxed for a little bit. So I'm the haze kind of wore me out here. I ain't gonna lie.
After the date you had yesterday, you needed to relax a little bit, and I'm glad you got that all taken care of up there for the time being. I hope all goes well with it as far as that goes. Hope he doesn't have any more problems, and maybe those locks will work real well, and will not be needed, I'll put it that way. But other than that, Chad, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Like I said, we had a real good supper tonight. Joy fixed that up for me. I'd been wanting those turnip greens ever since they were delivered, and she finally got them cooked up for me tonight, and I sat in there and I pigged out. It was really good, and if you get a chance and you feel like it, go out there and get you some tomorrow and cook them up, and you let me know how you thought they tasted later in the week, tomorrow or Saturday or whenever. Other than that, tell Miss Anna that I hope she got her some rest too, by the way, after being flown all over the countryside and back again. Bless her heart. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and y'all take care over there, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. 73, my friend, KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
UE. McGarry 73 is to you, sir. Have a wonderful day tomorrow. Enjoy the weather. And I tell Miss Joy we said hello and y'all be safe. Alright, so with that we'll move on down the log and we'll move on to any more stations, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, just a brief announcement.
Go ahead, sir.
I want everyone in the net to know I have found a painter's pole. It should be here within a few days. I didn't find just any painter's pole. I found one that's 7 to 24 foot and has a wire hanging thingy on the end of it. Well, you can hang up potted plants and different things, but it's primarily for hanging wire. Now, how convenient is that? I'll let it go, and on this first day of fall, I am beyond elated. KD4SRR, clear.
Well, good, Robert. I'm glad you're excited. I hope your antenna pole works out very well. So, be safe. 73, sir. All right, next on the stop is KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm Chad and all on the net. Just hadn't talked to you lately, so I thought I'd check in for a minute, see how you're doing, and see how Anna went with her trip there. I know she had some trouble getting back.
Oh, man, let me just tell you. So she was told when they left, you can't fly direct to New York anymore. I mean, on the way back, she left Grimmsburg in New York with, no issues. But on the way back, you know, they said there's no direct flights back to GSP. So from there, they had to go to Chicago. The plane broke down on the tarmac, and that delayed them long enough to where they missed their gate in Chicago. So it was just, you know, vehicles at this airport. My son's coming in at this airport. They couldn't get them all back together on one flight, so they broke all four of them up and sent them in on different flights. So, you know, you know what that meant for me, right?
Around the world trying to collect everybody up again.
Vehicle, because it was left in Asheville. And so we went up there and got it and stopped off in Tryon and took care of some business there. So it just, I
don't know. It just wore us out. I don't know, Patrick. I'm getting old or something, and I'm just tired. I don't know what the least little bitty things just kind of wear me out. But the hay today is, I spent all day with Dad in the truck with the hay. And the guy that we normally get the hay from, he's bought him a new tractor. He's got an old Ford he uses every year. And I've been giving him, give him a hard time about the thing for the past 10 years. Clutch is about burned up on it. Hydraulics don't work. I mean, it's in foul shape. So, he put up on the hay yard today. And he's bought him a new, hydrostat job. And he was waiting on me when we pulled up in the hay field. And, he let me have it just as soon as we pulled up.
He was looking forward to that visit.
Mad at me when I talked about his Ford. But he's so old, retired sheriff. I'm not sure what county. I know it was South Carolina. But anyway, he doesn't get mad or anything, but I just give him a hard time about the tractor. And enough for him to get the poochie lip, and then I'll back off, But he's got him a brand new one. We got the hay fork, the hay spike on it. And it's all hydrostat. So I've never seen a 63 horsepower hydrostat tractor. Have you?
Personally seen or been on one, but with the way things are going anymore, the hydrostat's pretty much the way all of them go.
Big bulldozers and things like that, they're, most of them are hydrostat kind of stuff, but I just have never seen, lawnmowers and some of the subcompact stuff is hydrostat, but I've never seen a tractor this big that's, fully hydrostat. Not a gear shifter on it. That's kind of weird, see a farm tractor without a gear shifter on it. But he sure was. He's sporting that thing around like he's just proud as could be of it. And I'm glad of him because, boy, he sure did need one. That thing was, that Ford was just in such, like I said, such horrible shape. I'm glad he finally was able to get him a decent tractor. And Dad's thinking about buying him a new truck. So we went down to the dealership yesterday and went through all of that goat rope, But how was your day, Patrick? Let's move on and see how your day was.
My day was not too bad. It was beautiful outside until it stormed there for about 20 minutes, and then it got nice and muggy out there. But other than that, it was a good day. Didn't have any problems. Most everything went smooth. I can't complain about anything.
Deal. Well, have you had a chance to take a look at those skates we was talking about the other day?
Yeah, I've got them marked on Amazon, but we need two or four. I'm thinking four.
Yes, sir, that's correct. We need four. And that's all I'll need to get started, I guess. But how's everything? How's the dog doing? She's still master of the house.
Oh yeah, she still comes over and whines and says it's time to go. I need to go outside, or come get me some ice, or come bring me some food. She'll come over there and whine until she gets what she wants. Oh, Lord, that dog. If I get up and I go get something to drink and go to the ice machine, she is right there on my feet begging for ice.
That's pretty neat. Our refrigerator went out
last month. Well, it actually went out a couple of years ago. Got a slow leak on the Freon side. And about every 6 months, I have to add Freon to it. And finally, we just got tired of it. I just got tired of pulling the thing out and adding Freon. So we just broke down and bought us two new ones. Instead of having a separate freezer and refrigerator, we got two of the same refrigerators, but they got the freezer on the pull-out drawer at the bottom. No ice maker. And I'm not liking that too much. So I'm having to get used to the ice trays. And I found some ice trays that make a perfectly round ball, about the size of an Aggie marble. And you just break the mold in half, and it leaves a nice round circle for an ice cube. So I asked her why she bought it, and she says, "Well, if I can make it fun, then maybe you'll keep ice in the ice tray." So far, it's working.
For HK. Well, that's a good one. She's training you now, right?
I'm afraid she trained me years ago, and I'm just now starting to realize it. That's what I'm afraid to happen.
Good and steady.
Good when you don't even know it's happening, and it's happened for 26 years. You're just now starting to realize it.
Now, though.
I'm too old to fight. I'll just, just take it and grin. No problems here. But other than that, that's about all, I guess. I'll give you a holler after the nets. I need to talk with you about something. But other than that, that's about all that's going on around here. Dad went ahead and got the truck, so they're gonna get the safety recall straightened out on it, and then hopefully be able to get it by, I don't know how long it's gonna take. They said 50 days. I just having a hard time understanding that. So we'll see what happens. But other than that, that's about it happening around here, Patrick.
I just wanted to touch base with you, and hadn't talked to you much lately, and so it's good to hear from you. I'll let you move on to the net and get it handled and taken care of, and I'll be around. So just give me a shout, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3, Chad.
Hey, have a wonderful day tomorrow, and a wonderful weekend to you. Please tell them SS we said hello. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Hey, Chad, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna's off doing something else, and she'll be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
We'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Larry, you tell Miss Donna we said hello. And you next on the stump, so go ahead and take it.
You are. Bada bing, bada boom. I think that's Red Skelton or something like that. Anyway, there's a name for you. If you remember Red Skelton and how good a comedian he was, you watched some early television. That's all I got to say. Anyway, good day here. I'm enjoying the weather as well. We had a rain shower here that was not expected. We had rain coming off the roof so fast the gutters wouldn't contain it. I mean, there was a waterfall out back on the patio. I took a motion picture of it. And it was almost like a flash flood, you know, really. It rolled off the house that fast. But I guess the gutters did fill up, and then it started pouring over. I'd never seen that on gutters before. But then I haven't been many places. KK4JBQ.
We didn't get a drop here. Not one drop. Oh, it got about 2 miles up the road and got the edge of it, but we didn't get anything here. But all right, so Red Skelton. So I have watched him. I don't recall growing up with him, but I have listened to him. I grew up with Jerry Clower. And my favorite, well, I have a favorite, but I have a favorite comedic act, and that's Mel Tillis. He has a story he calls about three rabbits named Foot, Foot Foot, and Foot Foot Foot. Check it out on YouTube. It's pretty funny. I mean, it's kind of, you know, stand up in your face, kind of corny funny, but some of them I kind of like corny funny. But one other thing I did want to share with you is, do you like folk music?
I do like folk music along with a lot of other different kinds, but I have made some of my own. And I have to say yes.
There is a lady on YouTube, when you get time, I'd like for you to check out. She's called Abby the Spoon Lady. And she plays spoons with this gentleman who plays the guitar. And, oh, my goodness, Larry, I've never seen anything like that. I've heard people play spoons before, but she is amazing to see how she gets involved. Her whole body moves around those spoons. And I noticed the other night when I was watching her, the guitarist changed chords. Changed the whole song in a different chord. So she had a jar of Vaseline there beside her, and she got a big old handful of Vaseline and rubbed it all over those spoons and totally changed the sound of the spoons with Vaseline. Now, you tell me what's happening there.
You mean what's happening with the spoons that changes the tone or the pitch of the sound they make? Well, you're changing the mass. Even Vaseline has mass, and it has very little bit, but you cover, Donna's a director of our handbell choir at church, and you have to keep those things nice and polished. Keep your fingers off the bells, because they'll have to be polished even more. Just a little bit of wear over time changes those bells, and they have to be retuned just with the fingerprints and the cleaning that are necessary after that. Pretty amazing stuff, but Vaseline would increase the mass pretty easily and then clean up pretty easily. That's quite a good idea, but I wouldn't recommend it for handbells, I guess. KK4JBQ.
Check her out. Her name is spelled ABBY. And it's Abby the Spoon Lady. And she's got a set of kitchen spoons that evidently she's played them for years, because the bottoms of the spoons are just as flat as can be. But
like I said, she put that Vaseline on there, and the spoons just totally changed sound. More like of a clippity-cloppity sound instead of the, you know, clickety-clackety sound before and after the Vaseline. So I just thought that was really neat. But when you check it out, just watch her fingers. She holds the spoons in her left hand, but her right hand, she is deadly with those fingers, because where she allows the spoons to strike on her right fingers, totally changes the sounds of the spoons too. I mean, this, she's got it figured out. So I really enjoyed listening to her. The guy that plays the banjo, he has a license plate off of a vehicle tied to his left foot with a set of bells on the license plate. So he plays the banjo, stomps his left foot with the license plate with the bells on it, and then she plays Vaseline-soaked spoons. And it's most amazing sound I've ever heard.
I don't know. That's that goes a little bit beyond folk music. I think of folk music. There was once upon a time that I went with a girlfriend. Of course, this is years and years before I met Donna, but we went to this percussion performance at the Fine Arts Center in the town that we both lived in, and we sat. Well, he had all of his instrumentation in the floor, and there was everything in the world you could bang on, and that you could bang with. That's, you know, sticks and mallets and all kinds of things to hit things with, and then all kinds of things to hit. Gathered all around him, and then we, the audience, his observers, were also around, and it was a big open room. And he sat down in the middle of that stuff, and he kept crawling on the floor, banging and striking things, and that's not folk music either. No, it isn't. I leaned in and whispered, Donna, or I'm not going to say her name. I really am not enjoying this very much. Would you mind if we left? And she says back to me, and I lean my ear in, and she says, no, I don't mind at all. And then came this head come in between us and says, if you don't be quiet, I'm going to get up and leave. I turned around to this person who was interrupted by our whispering to one another. And I says, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to leave, and then you can stay around if you like. So we just got up right then and there and left. I have a lot of respect for musicians and music in general, but this was a show, you know. Not much going on in the music way of things, but it was a show, and it was what it was. I couldn't appreciate it much, though. Anyhow, I know you're tired, and I have heard some real stories about what the last couple of days have been for you and Anna and all of her entourage. And you're also your dad, and then getting the family back together again. I was not aware of what that could be like. So, out of respect for your tired, I'm going to cut my part short here. But it's mighty good to talk with you, mighty good. And if Gary is still listening, my mama used to put a little bit of country ham in everything. I mean, everything. She put it in peas. She put it in mashed potatoes. She put a little bit of ham in everything. And it made all things good. I asked her once to put it in ice cream. She refused. Well, KO4NUE, hey, this is KK4JBQ. It's been my pleasure to be here, and it's been a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. Everybody have a good one. 7-3.
KC4EZN. Don't knock a bacon-flavored ice cream. We'll say 7-3, KC4EZN.
QE. John is not into roots music. That's all it is. And Abby Roach, a.k.a. the Spoon Lady, is roots, if there ever was some.
So you know who I'm talking about. An amazing, you know, just to listen to her play is, you know, amazing. And, Harry, I don't really know what to say about bacon-flavored ice cream. I mean, I might could try it, I guess, but I don't know. That it gets a little psychological for me. Where did you try bacon? Where do you get bacon-flavored ice cream? Do you have to make it?
KO4NUE, KC4EZN. There is a ice cream place up in Asheville that called The Hop. And they do all kinds of interesting things. And when I say interesting, that's not necessarily a complimentary word. They made a kale ice cream, which I'm not real sure. I'm not a big fan, not fond of kale, but that and ice cream don't go together. But if you take a butterscotch flavored or a caramel flavored ice cream and put a little bit of bacon flavor on it, it's not bad. I said they don't make this stuff all the time, but that's where I tripped over it. And before I forget, the Spoon Lady used to be up here in Asheville. She was a busker, and as the downtown Asheville got more populated, I mean, and I'm not real sure, I'm not explaining this right, as they built more and more condominiums and apartments and people started living in downtown Asheville, they allowed us how some of that stuff was noise. And she just announced that Asheville wasn't friendly to buskers anymore, and she left. But I have seen her in person, and you're correct. She is magic with those spoons. I didn't know you could take, I mean, if I take a spoon and beat on something, that's what it sounds like, something being beat on. That's the best I can do with it. She can be magic with those things. Anyway, like I say, if you ever get a chance, get one of the little sample spoons. I'm not sure I'd recommend a whole scoop of bacon-flavored ice cream, but it's got an interesting flavor. There's not too many things that you can't improve with bacon now. And a little bit of fat back goes a long way. Back to you, Chad. 7-3-KO4NUE, KC4EZN.
Fat back and grandma's, I guess, goes a long way. My grandmother cooked everything with fatback. And, you know, when you hear collard greens and turnip greens and cornbread, that just goes right along with it. So I guess why not with ice cream? I might try it. I'll check it out. But other than that, Harry, nice talking with you, sir. Hope you're doing well. 73, and you have a wonderful weekend. And I'll be clear with you. All right, any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, before I close the net down, please call KO4NUE.
We a bacon comment. Who doesn't like maple, bacon, anything. We've had maple bacon donuts. We've had maple bacon other things. Bacon is necessary to life. It is a quality of life thing. And just like Abby, the spoon lady. By the way, she went back to Kansas City to live. That's her home. And have you ever seen the documentaries on her when she was riding the rail? And that's how she learned to play the spoons. But now that you've been talking about maple and bacon, I am hungry. I'm going to get me some. This is KD4SRR clear.